This is Dr. Wallington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Tobai, T-O-B-A-E-I, first name Nazlia, N-A-Z-L-I-A. The date of birth, June 23rd, 1960. Date of evaluation, October 17, 2022. Referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick, the chief complaint, patient is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right knee surgery. The HVI, the patient is a 62-year-old female who suffered an industrial injury to the right knee, period. She is status post-fall dating to approximately 2012, period. She has had recurrent fall approximately 8 months ago, period. The patient stated that her knee gives out unexpectedly, period. She has had progressive disease involving the knee, period. She reports pain with associated clicking. Pain involves the lateral aspect of the knee. It is rated 7-8/10. It is sharp. Period. It is non-radiating, period. She notes that pain is slightly improved with pool walking and yoga, period, at which point pain decreases to 4-5/10, period. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. She had been evaluated by Dr. Strudwick, and it was felt that she now requires surgical intervention, period. She is now scheduled for chondromalacia patellae correction. She is now scheduled for partial lateral meniscectomy, partial medial meniscectomy for a diagnosis of chondromalacia patellae, next number complex tear of medial meniscus, next number complex tear of the lateral meniscus, period. Again, she has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. Her past medical history includes hypercholesterolemia, next number prediabetes, next number hypothyroidism, past surgical history, left oophorectomy, medications, Lipitor 20 milligrams, 1 daily, metoprolol, unknown dose, 1 daily, aspirin, 81 milligrams, daily, metformin, 500 milligrams, BID, Synthroid, 75 micrograms, 1 daily. The allergies, morphine sulfate causes rash. Codeine results in rash and cough, period. Family history, mother had CVA. Father had history of congestive heart failure and asthma. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, period. She reports occasional alcohol use, but denies any drug use, period. Review of systems, constitutional, she has had mild weight gain, period. Neck, she has stiffness and pain, period. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance. Hematologic, she reports easy bruising. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 109/63, pulse 80, respiratory rate 16, height 66 inches, weight 159.8 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal, there is moderate tenderness to palpation involving both medial and lateral joint lines, period. There is minimal effusion involving the right knee, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 78 beats per minute, period. There is non-specific T-wave abnormality, period. ECG otherwise is unremarkable. The lab work, white blood cell count 6.4, hemoglobin 13.1, platelets 323, sodium 136, potassium 4.3, chloride 98, bicarb 25, BUN 13, creatinine 0.78, glucose 90. The urinalysis, specific gravity 1.009, otherwise unremarkable. Hemoglobin A1C 5.5. The impression, this is a 62-year-old female who suffered an industrial injury to the right knee. She has had multiple falls, period. She was found to have chondromalacia patellae, right knee, next number complex tear of the medial meniscus, next number complex tear of the lateral meniscus, period. Additional medical problems include history of hypercholesterolemia, next number prediabetes, next number hypothyroidism, period. Her glucose is quite controlled with hemoglobin A1C of 5.6, period. Correction, 5.5, period. Her other laboratory are unremarkable, period. She has no evidence of ischemic heart disease, no evidence of congestive heart failure or dysrhythmia, period. She is therefore felt to be medically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.